Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I'm your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, connect with us on LinkedIn, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. My guest today is Steve Decker, the author of Cambridge Street, an immigrant family story of bravery, sacrifice, and struggle in Chicago's roaring 20s. Steve, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Before we get started about the book, just tell me a little bit about your Italian background.
Well, my mother's parents both came from Sicily. Grandfather's last name was Somasello. My grandmother's last name was Sacco. They lived with us when I was a kid. My mother, being first generation with four sisters, I always felt like I had five Italian mothers. And I was raised on that side of my heritage, the Italian side for sure.
And everybody lived in the neighborhood, correct?
Oh yeah, everybody lived close by. Sundays were big days, big dinner days. I don't even know how many cousins I have, you know, but we all grew up together in the northwest side of Chicago, Logan Square, Avondale, Cragen neighborhood, Lincoln Park neighborhood, and that's where our roots are.
Nice way to grow up. Unfortunately, it's somewhat a thing of the past.
It was a really nice way to grow up, yep.
So had you ever, are you a writer? Is this your background, writing? Had you ever written a book?
No, this is my first book. I wrote a lot of technical manuals and training guides, and I don't know, the itch to write came years ago, though. I started writing short stories just for fun and sharing them with my coworkers for their comments. Yeah, I did that over a period of years, and then I don't know, I felt I had a good book in me. You know, and the history is that our mother was real sick. This is 5 or 6 years ago. And I moved in with her for a while to help take care of her. And, you know, she got to talking about the old days growing up in Chicago during the 20s, what it was like to, you know, just a Sicilian dialect at home and English on the streets. And, you know, some of the things that happened to the family, our family, her family, in the 20s were just absolutely amazing to me. And I made a lot of notes, and I just sat down to write out a short story about it. And thought, wow, this could be really good. So I pursued that. It took a couple of years, 2.5 years, but it became a 364-page novel called Cambridge Street.
So when you said to yourself, I want to write a book, did it initially, was it going to be about your family story, or that just came with this experience with your mother?
Yeah, it was going to be about my family story. It was going to be my family story. And I told my partner at the time, I said, you know what, I think I could write a good book. I said, yeah, I think you could too.
Cambridge Street, how much of it is based on real and how much of it is...
Okay, so it's categorized as historical fiction. And it's mostly fiction. It's a created story that I basically made up and wrote. But in the story, there are 6 or 7 episodes of events that really did happen to my family that were part of the family lore and legend, so to speak. And I wrote the book around them, or I put them into the book, either way. But they propel the story. Many of the turning points of the novel are those real situations, things that really did happen.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the book, and I'm crazy for anything Italian-American. I search out books, and those years, it seems like the theme of a lot of books in the 20s, the 30s, the 10s, the turn of the century, was a very tough life for people, especially your immigrant from Italy. They were faced with a lot of adversity.
Well, they really were. You know, in my book, I really tried to deal with the emotional aspect of everything. you know, you always have the standard people looking at the Statue of Liberty when they come through to New York. That can, I didn't do any of that. I concentrated on how difficult it must have been for those people to leave their homeland. How impossible for grandparents to say goodbye to their grandchildren, knowing they would never see them again. That's really where I wanted the book to be. How then coming to America, arrived in Chicago, it's Christmas Eve, it's snowing, it's cold. They'd never even been in cold weather. They're from Sicily. Moving into a fourth floor tenement apartment, which my family really did. And, you know, taking menial work, not speaking the language, all these emotional upheavals that they went through, all these adjustments, the struggle, the bravery, the heroism. And what really propelled me as I researched and I read more is that this story's never been told this way. You know, Hollywood kidnapped the legacy of the real Italian American and made them criminals. And, you know, that's what people think. You know, I was in Italy, and someone said, where are you from? I said, Chicago, and they made the sound of a machine gun. Bah, 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 Al Capone. Yeah, that's our legacy. So okay. I wanted to honor my ancestors, my forebears. I wanted to honor millions of immigrants. You know, that's really what I did.
And I do recall in the book that when they first got here, it was winter and it was cold and snowy. And I mean, you're just thinking like, my God, I think right when I got here, I think I'd say, screw this, I'm going back. Because, yeah. I mean, it's just horrible. Well, they didn't have any choices.
Millions went back because it was so difficult. It was just such an impossibility. My family, you know, they couldn't go back without even more sacrifice. It was just a really, you know, a really touching thing. And like I said, I tried to tell from the point of view of how they felt and what they went through. And, you know, the first victims of Italian criminals were their countrymen. I'm very clear on that in the book. What was done, what happened, and why it happened to them, how it happened, what they did about it, how they survived, or did they survive?
No, it definitely was a very difficult time, and it wasn't the police department of today that were defending you, and you really had nowhere to turn sometimes, unfortunately.
That's for sure. And, you know, a thing that I bring up in the book is when they, before they left Sicily, you know, they had a situation where they got involved in vendetta, you know, revenge. It was really clear. I spelled out that was the only justice they could seek. You know, sad as it is. It's true. They get here and, you know, that they were, the Sicilians, especially, but the Italians, all lower class, the worst jobs, really limited city services, you know, doctors, you know, just wasn't available to them. Plus, they didn't speak the language. Yeah, so I felt that it was a really important story for me to tell, and important, more important for people to read.
One question. Was this based on, I believe they called it like the Little Sicily section of Chicago, or no?
It is, you know, Little Sicily was along Cambridge Avenue, and I used the name Cambridge Street for my book. And for those people listening who know Chicago, Cambridge runs north and south. There's one street east of Larrabee, and runs between Chicago and Division. That was Little Sicily. Was torn down. It became a green neighborhood. I guess it was headed in the 50s, and now it's being rebuilt again. But at the time, it was known as Little Sicily, and the newspapers called it Little Hell. Why they called it Little Hell? It's not because of violence, or anything. It was because there were, in those days, the city was heated with steam, not gas. And there were huge coal-burning blast furnaces along the river. And every night, gates would open, water would come in, hit the coals, emit steam and a bladder kind of thing would come up out of the ground. And there was nightly explosions and flame from that. That's why it was dubbed Little Hell.
Very interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's an amazing period of time. You know, the more I read about the 20s in Chicago and the era, you know, what happened in 1919, when you got the right to vote, prohibition came into effect. I mean, the war ended, the Spanish flu, I mean, everything was the biggest time of cultural change, I think, ever in our country, and that includes the 60s. I mean, it was just an amazing period of time.
Absolutely.
To read about and fascinating to learn about.
So what's the future hold for you? Is there another book in your sights?
I'm not thinking too much about another book. I had a request to write a play, a stage play based on my book, and I'm doing that. Talking to some people about possibly moving series production, which that really excites me. In the meantime, I'm going to keep marketing books. You know, we sell books now in several of the Caputo grocery stores in Chicago and some bookstores. I do a lot of events. I'm on Amazon and Kindle. I hired a professional voice model, and so we have a beautiful Audible version available now through Amazon. So I'm going to keep plugging away selling books and writing. But I'm not planning another book. It's just... It would take me off my target goal.
Gotcha. Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Italy?
Yeah, I've been to Italy. As a matter of fact, you know, here's again for Chicago people. I went to Lane Tech High School. I grew up in Logan Square. I went to Lane Tech, and about 6 months after I graduated, I enlisted in the Air Force before I got drafted. So I enlisted in the Air Force, and I went to a basic training. They put me in... air traffic control school and stationed in northern Italy at a NATO Air Force base about 50 miles north of Venice. And I was there for 3.5 years.
3.5 years? That's awesome.
It was a long tour. And then I've been back to Italy again. And my brother Dan and I tried to go 2 years ago. And COVID stopped us. We tried to go last year, and we were going to Sicily on yellow. We backed out, and we're going to try and go again.
You've never been to Sicily, correct?
I've never been to Sicily.
Okay, so that's a trip you have to go. You got to go to the family's hometown.
I want to go to, my grandmother was from Sambuca, the Sicilian, and my grandfather was from Bagaria. Both, and I wrote a book. Obviously, Cambridge Street explains many of the beginning chapters take place in Sicily. And because it's historical fiction, these are real places, real central characters. My characters that I created are fictional, but they're based upon my family. My mother and four sisters, two brothers, you know, immigrant. Parents that came and struggled, and actually they did live on a fourth floor.
Well, very nice. No, I highly advise the book Cambridge Street by Steve Decker. As you mentioned earlier, it's on Amazon. It's in certain Caputo's food stores here in Chicagoland area. It's a must read for an Italian American. Steve, thank you so much for your time. And good luck. I hope to see this in a play form someday.
Yeah, thank you, Frank, for having me. And yeah, it will be a play. And I'm hoping we see it on TV or at the movie theater in a few years, too.
That would be great as well. That would be even better.
It would be. It's a story that needs to be told. I just say it's the greatest story never told. And, you know, those immigrants from that era shaped the world, shaped our country, and the stories never been told. And I'm hoping to tell it.
To get that story out there even more. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I wish you the best of luck. All right, Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you again for having me on.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.